Must be Friday night. And you must be listening to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. It's Outside the Pizza Box. And we're broadcasting live from Solidarity Realty Studio. Whew, good thing I pulled in here. The cops just went by. Yeah. So what's the good news, man? I guess, you know, I've snapped back into the real world again now, right? I've kind of been a lone wolf kind of guy most of my life. I mean, I spent a lot of time alone thinking, talking to myself. And what I saw this week was pretty disturbing when it was announced, almost like joyfully, I think, by Biden saying that, you know, we went from 600 billionaires in America to 1,000 billionaires. Yay! And then I hear, you know, and I'm reading stuff where people, oh, yeah, this guy's a self-made billionaire, and he's telling young people how to, what? Hey, young people, there ain't no such thing as a self-made billionaire. Billionaires are made at the expense of millions and millions of people that are working hard to take care of their families. That's America. And you guys call that capitalism. These guys have been... Man, we've been getting fleeced since, you know, like big time, since COVID. That's when it all started, this latest, you know, what, transfer of wealth from working people to the wealthiest that don't do a damn thing. Not only do they not work, but they don't do anything for us. I don't know if people have noticed, man. It's like, it was another Thursday, 48 inches. It's like every time it snows, it's 48 inches. And it's Thursday into Friday. Oh, then we'll get a little bit more on Saturday. Seems to be the pattern. And I see people saying, well, you know, welcome to Wisconsin. No, dude. Welcome to California in the mountains. Try that. Or how about the East Coast, Northeast Coast? Because they've been getting pounded with snow and rain for quite a while now. It used to be kind of like swing through Wisconsin. But it kind of like dips below us. It seems like everything's dipping below us, or it goes over the top of us a little bit. But if you haven't noticed, and I mean, I was frustrated. I'm like, look at all these robins and red-winged blackbirds, you know, looking for food today. Sandhill cranes, you know, they're kind of walking through the snow going, well, this sucks. It was like 50 just a little while ago, and there wasn't any snow on the ground. Well, we've gone through this pattern in February and March where it snows 4 to 8 inches, and then, you know, about a week later, it's gone. I mean, all of it. It's almost like it kind of compares to the weather in Denver, where like they get the snow one day and then it's gone later on in the day. Not quite like that for us, and not quite like that for them lately. It's been more snow, staying a little longer. Just strange ass weather patterns. Thanks, billionaires. Right? By the way, 844-967-2789. So out of these 1,000 billionaires, do we have any of them concerned about the environment? Or, well, obviously, income inequality is not an issue for them. I'm tired of people, you know, like bowing down to that and honoring that and acting like that's some kind of an accomplishment. To have that kind of wealth and then not do anything to make the world a better place. Except for that dude out in Seattle or whatever, and started paying everybody $70,000, doubled their salaries because he felt so bad that guy making $35,000 wasn't happy with that. And he got it. And what happened? His company just expanded and, you know, he didn't go broke. You don't go broke by paying your people that work for you. The rewards are your production and the health and safety of your business. All that's gone now, man. Ronald Reagan came through and decided to just take away all the protections of working class people. Deregulation, they called it, right? Some of these words that they use, deregulation, trying to make it seem like, you know, that gives you more freedom. Yeah, it gives you more freedom to work for the man. And not have safe trains running through your backyard? I watched Bernie Sanders, man. These clowns from the train company. Oh, we've already given them $21 million. Well, if you ask me, that that town's probably going to be a ghost town soon when they find out that, yeah, it's, oh, really? You think that toxic stuff destroyed that town? It's not the first time, folks. But these people are going to be suffering from all kinds of ailments down the road. There's no question. And Bernie Sanders is saying, asking the CEO, who said he's just so sorry that it happened. And by the way, as he's coming there to testify, another one of their trains went off in Alabama. Trains going off the rails, left and right. Now I'm afraid to take the train. I'm just starting to enjoy seeing the country Amtrak. I don't think so. I think I'll take the Prius. I don't even know if I'm going to take a ferry again. That sucker might sink just because I got on it. But it just seems like to me that the world is coming apart real fast. I mean, and then I'm reading people posting stuff about, hey, we really need to support Ukraine. We need to back them up, man. I'm going to just say this once real quick to the audience. War is not the answer. It never has been. Diplomacy is. And I saw where some people working behind the scenes, behind the lines, Russian generals and former Russian soldiers that are Ukrainian, that are coming together and saying, hey, man, look at all these innocent people in this building. We got to have an opportunity for them to go. And during this time, we can be decent to each other. And that's what happened, right? And a whole bunch of innocent people, women, children, were allowed to leave without being, you know, gunned down. Now, that wasn't Putin doing that. We the people, again. That's the answer. But if you're going to continue to just look at society and look at this economy and look at this fake capitalism and this corrupt Congress and Senate and judiciary and, oh my God, it's so obvious. It's almost biblical, isn't it? From a guy that doesn't go to church. Well, unfortunately, I'll be going to church again tomorrow. It'll be the second funeral in, you know, less than 2 weeks because my mom's favorite cousin died. And since, of course, my mom's not going to be there, but her cousin's children were at my mom's funeral. Yeah, I'm going. Yep, somebody's got to be there. See, I watched Highlander, Endgame, and I'm starting to, yeah, there can only be one. Okay, well, my family's getting down there. I don't know which sibling I'm going to have to fight to gain more power to stay alive, but this is just, this world is crazy, man. Just a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, this is cool. I saw that Mitch McConnell fell down again. Sorry. I mean, yeah. Am I supposed to feel bad for the guy? This is one of the weakest, frailest human beings. Evil just oozes, okay? Why should a guy this frail have this much power over the entire country for decades now?
As a leader of the Senate, I'll just block everything that works good for the people. And
you know, there's no loyalty to the people. Come on, man. What else happened? Oh, yes, I see that. I saw that George Santos now has a roommate that was deported because he got caught in this credit card fraud scheme. Skimming and learning how to do keep numbers and duplicate cards. And he said that George Santos was the guy in charge of the whole thing. This is great. It just gets better and better for that guy. Well, he's already under investigation from Brazilian officials on the same kind of fraud. And wow. And he's still in the Congress, people. Yeah, America's really functional at this point, isn't it? Why can't these billionaires, like, you know, help clean our air and water and plant a bunch of trees and hey, you know, we haven't cleaned wood, the dead wood out of Wisconsin for a long time. And I've talked about this years ago because that's how long I've been doing radio now. But the Peshtigo fire is just something that's waiting to happen in Wisconsin if we get into another a big dry spell. We've got dead wood everywhere. Just watch. You go everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. But the healthy trees, they're getting taken down. we got to get rid of those, widen the roads here and put up another mall or condo or what, you know, this human sprawl is not working, people. It all this correlates with climate change and the abuse of nature, man. It's not good to mess with Mother Nature. Don't you guys remember that commercial where the lightning and thunder would go off and the raccoon would cover his eyes? And the lady would say, "It's not nice to fool Mother Nature." And it's not. Well, we're the ones being fooled. I can only hope that after we, you know, keep going through this extinction process that I witness every single day and notice every hour that it gets worse and worse. And now the birds are here, right? And normally I'd be overwhelmed by the song of these birds, cardinals and robins, especially in the morning. But it's only here and there. And then now we get snow again, you know, for the robins. Welcome back, boys, girls. Hell and back. Oh, a few times, I'd say, just in the last couple years for most of us. Well, it's pretty quiet out there. 844-967-2789. I didn't decide to come in just to listen to myself. And apparently Evo, he's okay with just listening to myself. Feel free to participate. Tell me how you feel about all this. You're younger than me. This is your future. Anyway, we'll be back in about, I don't know, 2-3 minutes. Good thing called Mother Nature. I probably shouldn't even be thinking about living anywhere except like in the damn woods somewhere where there's like fresh water.
You chose the right state.
I build my own little mud hut. I don't know that you can choose the right state anymore.
I don't know. We did, man. We just did. We ended up here, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Wisconsin's got water. Mind you, it's got some plastic in it. You're going to have to filter it all a little bit. But there, it's just like everywhere you go, there's stuff that can happen, right? If it isn't, the weather pattern, then maybe it's a pattern of violence that's going on.
Well, here's how I see it. So the nukes are not likely to make it this far inland, okay? We don't really get earthquakes. We're a little far north for tornadoes.
Oh, no.
we got the lake effect saving us from, you know, some intense storms. Hurricanes, you know, they break up before they get here. We're in the right spot, dude.
Well, we do live on a fault line, a major fault line.
Well, sure, but I mean, you know,
the Mississippi River. But if you look at Wisconsin, like part of the state, when they show all their future predictions and stuff. Yeah, there's southwestern Wisconsin and Wisconsin, some of it's still left there up into the north. You lose some of it. Yeah, I told you Shark Week's going to be like, you know, 2054 Shark Week off the coast of Wisconsin. The only fresh water is in Minnesota now. 10,000 lakes. You know, that's what I need.
Minnesota.
Huh?
We got more than Minnesota.
Yeah, and as far as earthquakes and tornadoes, oh, yeah, you haven't watched enough movies, fella. There's something coming. I can tell you that right now. But it's not normal. And when you screw with the animals like that, man, it's like 50. They're like, oh, it must be spring, right? I mean, they're pretty smart. But how many years ago was it when we got that like 20 inches of snow in Green Bay and everywhere south was like a foot? And birds by the thousands just didn't make it through that. Those are supposed to be like once in a, you know, once in a thousand year events, and now they're happening like every 100 years or 50 or 20 or 10 or 5. Or hey, maybe it'll happen again next year. Huh? But there's definitely a problem here. And is there any way to appeal to these hard-working, self-made billionaires other than, hey, man, you got a seat on that rocket when everything kind of goes south?
I don't want it, man.
I don't either. I'm waiting for the first one to blow up with one of those clowns on it.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm not going to apologize, man.
Well, you didn't do anything.
No. But if I laugh, is that bad?
Well, just don't do it on the radio.
Oh, no. I think that's the only place I can. I can't do it on Facebook. Dude, I almost got kicked off. I'm sitting out here.
We can just laugh together.
Thinking, what music should I play today? And I'm going back and forth with somebody and telling them, oh, you podcast? Well, the live radio show, come and listen. And I'm like, you know, I'm kind of like the white guy that picks on evil white guys. I can't stand those guys. Facebook's like, whoa, hey. You might want to take that down.
Hey, no.
At least it gives me the option. Whereas before, it was just like automatic. But yeah, you can't. White guys can't pick on white guys on Facebook, even if it's just, you know, calling them a stale cracker or white trash, you know. And when I say white trash, I don't mean like what most people try to term it as, you know, poor people. I look at the people that are wealthy and destructive to the planet. That's white trash to me. Yeah, it's all what kind of context you want to put it in, right? But if you haven't noticed, I'm really not the guy that's picking on poor people or blaming poor people or saying that, you know, these entitlements that you guys think, you mean the ones that we paid out of our checks our whole working life so that, you know, we didn't need somebody to take care of us like my mom did for me for a few years. And now I regret not taking it more serious about, hey, you know, I should be saving some money. I can't save money. You're on disability. You can only have $2,000. Okay, well, can I put it in a can or a jar at home? See what kind of crap that is? Then they, oh, you can have a trust fund and only take out a certain amount each month. And yeah, that's fine. I don't need more than that if I get to that point, which I will be probably pretty sooner than later. But I'm not going... I don't mean to be insulting to people, but I'm not going to one of those, you know, four-story, you know, 80 apartments with people that are low income or they're ill or whatever. I'm not ready for that, okay? I told you I want trees, birds, stuff like that. So if it comes down to that day and it's like a really nice fall day or summer, you know, you can just lay me in the shade and let me go like, you know, Edward G. Robinson and yep. Soylent Green.
Yep, just plant me under a tree.
I mean, I love that film because, you know, they dope the old guy up and he gets to watch all this beautiful stuff. That, and then here comes Charlton Heston, Mr. Planet of the Apes, NRA dude, right? And he's like, wow, I've never seen this before. You know, trees and ocean and butterflies and stuff like that. Well, it's getting to be that. That's me wrapping my knuckles on the table because I just can't believe as human beings we're going to allow this to happen and continue to just stand by and not protest it. And I don't mean just, I'm really getting tired of this. Oh, hey, this is really, you know, we got to get ready for the election. Okay, and then, you know, the election's over and the next day you're like, oh, we got to get ready for that next one. We got to start raising money for that because, you know what? It's all about that money. No, it ain't, man. It's all about the base. And yeah, I see somebody calling. We're going to go to break. You'll be the first one on when we come back. So don't hang up and just get down with this because it is all about that base. Hard break. See you in a bit.
take you on a moonlight ride. There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's hit another joint. Turn the radio loud.
Watching CNN. We'll get to that in a minute when they decided to have a discussion on marijuana. Just unbelievable. I'm like, squares. Need to get out once in a while. Before I do that, I'm going to go to Joanne and Madison. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Really good. I just wanted your responses on the big bank collapse that happened out in California, the Silicon Valley Bank. We've got a bank run that is the largest since 2008. We're going back to 2008 now for the history of our banking empire. We're maybe looking toward a collapse of our economic system. So maybe we'll be headed toward that utopia where we all share and live together and all that more quickly than you might think.
Well, that's going to be up to the 1,000 billionaires, isn't it? It's just, look, I've never trusted in, how can you trust in it when you have a Senate and a Congress that pass laws that benefit all these clowns and protect them all from us? It's terrible.
I know. You think with all the business schools that we have and all the emphasis we have on economics that people would build banks that can't fail like that, you know, and you know, this whole notion of too big for fail to fail that was pounded in by Elizabeth Warren, the intelligence there just didn't seep through people's heads. We really need to rethink our banking, and it can't be that difficult. You're just putting your money somewhere, and it should be trusted. And of course, a lot of us don't have a lot of money to trust, but it's the notion of being a part of a community, and we just don't have that anymore. And so I thank you for your show. You just remind us of all the real values in life.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I mean, we're talking 60s and 70s kind of lifestyle. That's what I remember. That was, you had your own garden, you had chickens, whatever, you know. And you had two dairies in town. So all them family farmers, you know, they had a place to, there was a market. And they were even getting screwed in the market back then. Trust me. Okay. But that's no reason to give up on a community. And that's what, look, it's called regulation. That's what we need again. And it's to protect us from all these clowns that are supposed to be making all these wonderful decisions for us. You are right, Joanne. It's very simple. It's simple math. It's basic science. And, of course, it's actually acknowledging history for a change. Because the history they taught me, I knew it was bogus, man. I'm like, you know, it sounds like they, you know, guys really are supporting the Cowboys a little too much. Okay. It's obvious when you watch how a nation was formed, you can't deny the atrocities that were committed against the people that were here first or the people they brought here to do all the labor. Now, they've succeeded in making people think that labor is no longer worth anything. I mean, damn people, they do have McDonald's that are completely operated by machines and computers, okay? You know, robots and artificial intelligence, what could go wrong? I think everybody should go home tonight and watch Terminator 1, 2, 3, and whatever, the last one. Because it's kind of cool because Arnold dies in a couple of them, I think. Actually, like three of them. But yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. How can people trust in a banking system where you can't even put your money in the bank after you've worked for it and waited 2 weeks to get it? Now you have to wait overnight to get all of it from the bank because the bank's going to use it overnight on interest and collect whatever they collect off everybody that uses these scamming-ass banks, right? And then there's overdrafts. And then there's, well, you can just pay us a fee, you know, to, well, gosh, if I pay a fee, I might not be able to put enough food on my table. And there we go again. Back to the the politicians talking about, well, let's talk about, you know, sit around the table on kitchen table issues. There's only been a couple kitchen table table issues that I've ever known. Was there enough for us to eat? And who's going to set the table and clean this table off and do all the dishes? Those are kitchen table issues. Don't sit there and act like we all sit around and try to figure out life sitting at the kitchen table. I guess that's what they do, you know? But they have maids and stuff bringing the food in. You know, it's not... I'm just so sick of privilege and stuff. It's like, and no, I don't envy you at all. And I pity you guys to the most. I just told you I'd live in a beaver hut, for Christ's sake. It is if the beaver was not going to chew me up. But I mean, hey, trust Mother Nature to survive. How many millions of years have they had to try and survive? And then along come humans. And in an instant, extinction process is on. 15,000 species every year, and it may even be more than that now, because it used to be 10, and now it's like, oh, well, you know, we only got 110 million species. Oh, well, 15 a year, you figured out. You guys think we're going to last till 2050 at this pace? Yeah? When everybody thinks that war is the answer, we just got to pick the right team?
I think despite it all, despite it, we will, you know?
I don't think so, man.
I mean, we're going to be here.
No.
Let's be real.
You know me, man. You know, back in the day at the Capitol, the guys that didn't have shelter and stuff that were my friends, they called me the preacher. And I hate to say it, but I'm putting my faith in Jesus now, because man is just not. You got to be kidding me. Okay? Because if Jesus were here right now, these same clowns in the Senate and stuff would be wanting to put him on a cross again or throw up. You know, they'd Putinize him. Oh, that Putin's an evil bastard. But I wanted to get back to CNN. 844-967-2789. I think Joanne deserves like an Ed Schultz big mug there, whatever, ceramic mugs that I have. I got to start moving some of this stuff out. I got Ed Schultz polo shirts, black and white, extra large down to medium or whatever. All this stuff that I had back when he was here supporting the working class, and I was working with a guy, you know, I hooked up with Ted Massanello of USA Coffee Company, you know, union, small union company growing the best damn coffee, and it was in Hawaii. Man, those were the days. But anyway, I got to start doing stuff like that. Maybe you get more listeners that would get CJ going, I got a Ed Schultz polo shirts, man, for golf. Which, yeah, I guess, you know, should I start opening up the lines like that and talking to people like that again?
I mean, don't you
know, no, I almost think that I can, because it's just like, why should I get upset when somebody that believes in this so-called today's conservatism, right? Because I do remember a day when, you know, conservatives, you know, cared about the environment. They cared about, you know, of course, and that includes clean water and air and, you know, supporting the local community and its businesses. Yeah, I remember that. So conservative that they didn't like outsiders, if you know what I mean. I've lived here long enough. I'll get back to the CNN comments on marijuana in a minute. I want to talk to Carolyn. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. Joanne's called something divine. I don't know where I had the dial on the radio, but somebody was talking about teenage hobos. A lot of kids are so discouraged, and they just, you know, they look at this culture where you have to... in order to get a living wage, you have to go to college, but then you're in debt for life if you do.
Yep.
And they just give up, and they're joining. Okay, they're hopping trains. They have hobo camps, and they just want to charge their cell phones here and there. Anyways, it's also depression stuff.
Well, it is. And you know, suicide's never been higher in all age groups, right? It's just this is a really rough-ass world. And it gets worse by the hour. But I know what you're talking about, Carolyn. When I took the train to Colorado twice, there's young people on there seeing the world. And, you know, they get this trip for, geez, you know, it's like, I don't know how many thousand miles or something, and you got to use it in a month's time, and it's only like $500 or something, or it was at the time. And yes, I see enough homeless encampments everywhere I go. You know, the smaller, more rural towns, it's harder to set up a camp like that, right? Hopefully it's because all those good Christians are helping their downtrodden brothers and sisters. But we know that's not happening. It's just not.
Well, I want to hear what CNN was saying there.
Okay, I'll get back to it. Thanks for calling. And before I go to the next caller, so CNN is talking about, you know, all the overdoses that have happened, you know, from fentanyl in America the last 2 years. Last 2 years, 200,000. Mostly young people, unwittingly, unknowingly, whatever, took something that they thought was different. My son lost a friend like that in Georgia, right? I wouldn't take any pills. I'm telling you right now, not the way to go, okay? But they're talking about how many people have died from that, and then they shift over to Oklahomans because they're not human enough to have enough sense to legalize recreational marijuana. They have medicinal marijuana in Oklahoma, okay? Anyway, So CNN, these three in the morning that, you know, are always wearing their nice little clothes, you know, and all their shoes, and they don't have socks, and they don't know anything. Absolutely zero. They're like, well, how about research on marijuana? And I'm like, man, I have researched marijuana for about 40 years, and I'm going to tell you, beneficial for me and a lot of other people, because I'd be kicking somebody's ass if I wasn't. I just can't stand watching what's going on. But literally, you go from 200,000 deaths and you question the dangers involved in marijuana. Well, the real dangers are that it's illegal and the cops can really bust your ass in a lot of places, even in Wisconsin, but especially if you're not white. Okay? Now, you are going to see these instances. I'll just bring up Ja Morant, right? Flashing gun, whatever, did this, did that. Oh, he's found innocent. I just saw that. Okay, now I see Sean Kemp, former NBA All-Star, you know, pointing, shooting a gun, drive by something. I mean, this world is crazy, man. And that's what's happening. People's brains are just like, I mean, you're watching all this TV stuff and you're thinking, you're normalizing all this behavior. It's incredible. Well, let me tell you, nobody died from overdoses on marijuana again since before Jesus. I'm guessing Jesus smoked it because he is pretty pissed off too. Hey, anyway, let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hi, it's Pizza Box. There's a quote that has gotten my attention. I'm trying to understand. It's called, States Haunted by Humans. I think I'm probably going to have to read the book Thief. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But it reminds me of a lot of what you're talking about, you know, when you're addressing people and actions taken. And I hope that our hope for the future lies in the young people, because they haven't been affected by some of the skewed values in our society. And as they get to voting age, I think there's some hope in the future. They've got a lot on the line if we continue on the line that we're on. And I think as they listen to you, they're going to relate to a lot of your messaging. Thanks, Pizza Box.
Hey, thank you. But you know what would really help, Mary? And that would be if old guys like my age, 60 and over, started using their noggins and thought about these kids' futures. I mean, yeah, I do have trust and hope with the young people. I got grandkids, for Christ's sake. tying up your loose ends and getting in the game instead of sitting on the sideline and just sucking it up on the TV. I tell you, I can't watch that crap, man. I've gone back to local news because at least, you know, I know what the weather is. Yeah, there's local stories. Oh, this guy got, you know, killed. Whatever. At least it was real. These guys are like trying to entertain me and it's just not working. I'm not looking for, I entertain myself if you didn't notice, right? And speaking of entertainment, man, watching Clan Death Santis in Florida. One thing that really pisses me off is when that guy says, we're not, you know, going to let them indoctrinate our children. No, you've already indoctrinated your children into being racist and bigoted. And yeah, you know what? Go ahead, run against Trump. And here, look at DeSantis, okay, didn't support other states during hurricanes when he was in the Senate, but, you know, hurricane relief. What a jerk, huh? But here he is, you know, oh, Djokovic should be able to come in. Wait a minute, dude, what if there was, like, somebody coming over on a boat, unvaccinated? They don't, they're not a citizen. Why does he get to come in? Oh, because he's a big superstar tennis player. He's the best player ever. What does that have to do with anything? Damn, you know? It has nothing to do with anything. Well, he's the best. You know what? Trump's the best liar. He should run for president again because nobody's above the law. But DeSantis trying to, like, you know, just indoctrinate everybody into this white supremacy scheme he's got going on there, destroy education. You're not a fascist bastard. You know, I wish he was governor of Wisconsin so I could crooked your eyes like we did to Scott Walker, if you haven't noticed. One's higher than the other. Can't focus on any. Hey, look at me, Governor. I am looking at you. Ooh. Oh. Yeah. Both eyes, dude. Both eyes. But if there's anybody greasier than DeSantis, of course, you know, it would have to be, yeah, well, who attacks Disney? I mean, come on, dude. No, I would have to be Trump. Because, you know, I watched him at CPAC. And here he is, you know, he's up there talking about, oh, I was the voice for you in 2016. I'm your warrior for justice. And I will bring retribution to the government. Okay. We already saw that once, January 6th. Now they want to do it again. I'll be the ones for the wrong, you know, the people that were wronged and betrayed, right? Oh, yeah, that's Donald Trump. And then he even goes as far to say, you know, what Bernie Sanders would say. You know, you guys are trying to, some of you guys in the Republican Party are trying to destroy, you know, Medicare and Social Security. Because I don't care if Biden says it. You guys aren't going to like me in the next year or so when it comes to Biden. Okay? I'm not a Biden supporter.
I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
Yeah, he is, man. Bring it on. Let's watch this. I can't wait for the Republican primary and watch all the spineless people go up there like, you know, Tucker Carlson. I passionately hate Trump. And then he sucks his behind, you know, when he's back on the air and goes on with the lying and stuff. Any of you Tucker fans realize what you've been, you know, lied to forever and ever and ever? I know it makes you feel good to hate like that and to be racist and to be, you know, just ignorant of all reality. The things that I talk about, like the environment, you know, is pretty important, right? Let's just keep, you know, the earth cannot sustain what man's doing without saying, you know what, I'm going to wipe your asses out. You know, whether it's God doing it again, like he did with the last huge flood, right? And fires and volcanoes and dinosaurs eating evil people. Wait, there weren't any people when dinosaurs were here. Wait, I've heard stories about people riding dinosaurs to school back then. And, you know, they did have the Flintstones. So it's quite possible they used these dinosaurs in quarries and, you know, built those stone wheel cars and self-propelled them, right? I mean, I might as well watch cartoons with the way things are going. I mean, that's better than watching the Congress or the news or any of this. It just blows me away that we're not gonna rise up against it. There's just not enough of us have time to do it. And that's the whole game, isn't it? You know, just keep people trying to live. People are just trying to live, for Christ's sake. and you're being fleeced while you go to work every day, 24/7, except for the 1,000 billionaires and the people that are working for them and a few others. And of course, your Congress and your judiciary, and you're overpaid to everybody. You're all overpaid. You accomplish nothing but pain and misery for the planet and the people that live on it. It's for real. I mean, why am I watching this awful movie? Is there an end where, you know, are there any movies that end well anymore? I did watch the remake of Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat! That is pretty graphic. I know my grandson would love it. I can't wait. I can't wait to see him and say, hey, let's watch this one. Because kids are pretty good about that stuff, believe it or not. And I think, you know, just like some of these listeners and callers say, you know, it's the young people. Well, yeah, of course it is. Their brains haven't been turned to jelly. I mean, it's their future that they see. What is it about people from the 60 on up range that decide I'm just going to live this out? I got mine, and I'm with the I got mine crowd. So, you know, I'm just going to focus on travel and dining and, you know, enjoying my life and don't give a crap about, well, you got grandchildren, man. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get down next week again, probably. Unless there's a big-ass blizzard or something and we got to phone it in or something. We can do that. I don't know. I am feeling better. I'm feeling like kicking some ass on evil and corruption at the highest levels. That's where it's really fun because they don't, you know, they just don't know how to handle it. It's been an easy path for them. It's just nepotism, wealth, power. I'll do anything. I'll step on anything to get there. And then people don't pay attention to who does what and who talks it and doesn't walk it. Well, we'll be walking it next week right here at Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting live out of Solidarity Realty Studio. And yeah, this is Pizza Box Mike, and that's Evo, and this has been Outside the Pizza Box. Sometimes I get going, I don't really care, but I do care. And next week, we will get down again. Jungle Boogie! Till you feel it, y'all. Get down, y'all. Get down.